This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. An attractive, comfortable place for your new home is Timber Trail in Anna. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie will construct some of these beautiful new homes right off 25A.
Timber Trails is located very conveniently near I-75, Honda, and the schools.
Anna Village Administrator Nancy Benroth.
One of the major pluses for those living in Anna's new Timber Trail subdivision is the high quality of education available.
Just one of many reasons why you should consider one of these 30 scenic lots developed by Middendorf Builders.
Anna schools have consistently received a state report card rating of excellent.
Timber Trail, created by Middendorf. A superb new home setting with big tax savings.
The lots are at least a half acre, and some of them are wooded. A bonus is at least 4 years.
Property for sale now at Timber Trail in Anna, Village Utilities and Safety, plus Country Living in Style. Call Mitch Middendorf at 937-295-4219. 295-4219. Middendorf Builders, the household name in building.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123. The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here in McGuffey, Ohio, at Upper Scioto Valley High School. It's week 9 of high school action here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. In January, we begin our 10th calendar year here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Tonight, the Fort Loramie Redskins, winners of four straight, now 4-4 on the year, take on the Rams of Upper Scioto Valley. It's virtually a winner-take-all match tonight. The team victorious here this evening can, for all intents and purposes, lock up a postseason playoff berth in Division 7 by winning again next week, the final Friday of the regular season. The exception might be if Troy Christian were to knock off Miami East tonight.
That is not likely. Miami East is a heavy favorite in that game. The more likely scenario is that tonight's winner joins Lehman Catholic. And those two clubs, either Upper Soda Valley and Fort Loramie, or I should say one of those two, along with Lehman Catholic, occupy spots 7 and 8 come next Saturday morning, Chuck, when the final computer playoff tallies are in after the last Friday night game next Friday evening. Who would have thought, Chuck, 4 weeks ago that so much would be riding on a high school football game late in the season for Fort Loramie this year? Four straight setbacks to open the campaign against a very formidable schedule.
Well, that was the key. They played some incredibly tough teams to start the season. And then the quarterback, Austin Siegel, sophomore, goes down. They had to do some readjusting. They had to adjust their offense, their attack. We saw them play Riverside, and that was the first night that they tried to run the offense they're running now. We saw some flashes. They couldn't get it in the end zone,
right,
but they moved the football that night. Last week against Lehman, they were a powerhouse running the football.
Wow. Drew Werman, 231 yards rushing, four touchdowns. He completed just one pass, almost a few others. That one bomb, a 76-yarder. So Drew was right in the middle of all five scores as Fort Loramie routed Lehman Catholic. Defense was exceptionally good, too, for Fort Loramie in that game.
Yeah, they played very well because Lehman's another team that has been playing really well. They beat Riverside. They were on a roll, and I have to admit, I was surprised, not necessarily that Loramie won the game, but how easily they won the game in the second half.
Right, right. I mentioned defense. Let's think back, Chuck, to late in the second quarter last Friday evening. It's a 14-13 game, and Lehman Catholic is knocking on the door. Seconds are kicking down, 15, 14, 13. Lehman is within striking range of Fort Loramie's end zone. A second down play, a pass to the goal line. For a brief instant, a Lehman receiver is open. Drew Werman jumps the route, makes the pick. So Lehman is denied. And then, as I recall, Fort Loramie fumbles the second half kickoff return.
Yep.
And Fort Loramie's defense is stout and forces Lehman to turn the ball over on downs.
That's exactly how it went. And then at that point, Loramie's offense got rolling.
Yep.
Werman had a couple of long runs. And, boy, I think Lehman's a speedy football team, especially defensively. They could not stay up with Werman last week.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Josh Siegel will do the bulk of the running alongside Drew Werman tonight. Josh has been nursing an ankle injury since the first couple weeks of the year. Wes Putoff was shaken up late first half last week, missed the final two quarters against Lehman, will not play on the gridiron the rest of the season. So it'll be running back by committee along with quarterback Drew Werman in that offensive backfield for Fort Loramie. So you'll hear the names of Werman and Siegel and Burning.
Brad Plyman.
And Brad Plyman and Ward. I think there was a run or two last week by Colin Mesher as well.
Yep.
In that game.
Yeah.
Or I should say, was it Carter Mesher?
Carter.
Yep, Carter Mesher. But the running game was exceptional no matter who toted it. Fort Loramie's offensive line blocked exceedingly well. It will have to do that again tonight because the strength of this Upper Soda Valley team, which is 5-3, is on the defensive side of the ball. Yes, Upper Soda Valley can move it offensively, but the head coach with whom I spoke earlier in the week said, our A number one strength is defensive line.
Well, and they're going to have to keep – it's not so much between the tackles. They're going to have to play assignment defense because Loramie likes to get to the corner. And Werman just – he did it constantly last week against what I think is a very good defensive team also. Lehman at times, I've never seen anything quite like it. They had 11 players within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, and Loramie still was running the ball against them.
Remember the name Austin Sloan 1 year ago, Chuck, for Upper Soda Valley?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he blitzed Fort Loramie for well over 100 yards. Fort Loramie won that game 28-14. The year before that, though, Fort Loramie blanked Upper Soda Valley. 3 years ago, Fort Loramie blanked Upper Soda Valley. That's how far this Rams football program has come. It is the best football team for Upper Soda in the school's history. a lot on the line. Head coach of Fort Loramie, Whit Parks, knows he is bringing his team into a hornet's nest tonight. It's the most meaningful game ever played on the gridiron for the Rams of Upper Scioto Valley.
Well, and if you look at the program here right in front of us, four seniors on this team for Upper Scioto Valley.
Mm-hmm. And this club's going to be mighty good again next year. Of those four seniors, only two play a lot. The final meeting in this series between these two teams next season at Fort Loramie, because in the fall of 2017, Fort Loramie joins the Cross County Conference. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight for this game between Fort Loramie and Upper Scioto Valley: American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Thanks so much to Wilson Health, our halftime sponsor, too. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. The Sydney Daily News, bringing you the best local sports page coverage around. And Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. You've already heard from Middendorf before the start of our webcast tonight. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, the developer for Timber Trail, the new subdivision south edge of Anna, Route 25A, not far from the interstate, Anna Schools, Anna Utilities, close to Honda. Wooded lots available. The developer at Timber Trail, Mitch Middendorf at Middendorf Builders, who can also design a beautiful custom home for you too. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and in Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Bluffton University's MBA program, finish in 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The In-Between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, John gives you his best shot. These Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. And from Anna, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions. Thanks to Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions at Wells Brothers, Inc. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers. Well, Whit Parks said his club was extremely well prepared for the Redskins' encounter with Lehman Catholic last week, and it really showed on the field. Whit was extremely excited with his team's performance.
We were ready mentally to play the game, emotionally and physically, I thought. You know, I thought we executed very well, and it was by far our best football game of the year, and couldn't have come at a better time because we really emphasized that football game. You know, it's a rivalry game, and to play the way we did and rush the way we did, our defense came up with key plays, and the one pass, you know, was a turnaround pass that, you know, turned the game around. So really pleased with the way our kids played.
Yeah, speaking of pass, Lehman Catholic wanted to throw the ball a fair amount. Your press coverage, your man-to-man work on the outside and downfield really slowed down the Lehman passing game eventually. For three quarters of the contest, your defense really dominated.
Well, we did, and you know, we play a man coverage, and we depend on our athletes to cover, and we work real hard on it. They've done a good job. The chance you take with that is you sometimes lose run support people when they do that, and the place that Lehman hurt us was with their quarterback, with Monin running the football, which he's a great runner. So we kind of, you know, you take a chance, you know, you either give one thing or take the other thing, you know, and we decided to go with what we do best, and it did work for us that night.
Now, you mentioned Monin for Lehman. Your quarterback, Drew Worman, was outstanding. He doesn't come off the field very much, does he, even on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, one of the reasons when we went to this offense, we went because he's our best athlete, and we wanted to put the ball in his hands, and he's done a great job. Each week he's gotten better, more comfortable with what we're doing. He's a above average thrower. He's turning into a very good runner, you know, with decent speed, and he's surprisingly a tough kid too. He's not real big, and but he's surprisingly a tough guy.
That word execution, I think, is overused. Some people may not know what it means when it comes to football. You executed the Drew Warman running game. Others got into the act, too. What made your rush from scrimmage work so beautifully against Lehman Catholic?
Well, the unsung heroes of this whole thing are offensive line. They've been getting better and better each week, and we've seen it in practice. We've seen it as the games have progressed. Real crisp blocking, not a lot of missed assignments, and you know, half of the thing in offense is, for an offensive line, is knowing who to block. And one of the things we get with our unbalanced line in our formation is we get a different look every week from the defenses. But we got smart kids up front. Mm-hmm. They've adjusted well. We've learned how to adjust, and we just keep getting better at that.
And a host of ball carriers toted the pigskin for you. Highlight all of those, in addition to Drew, who carried the ball for valuable yards.
Yeah, we've been spreading the ball around somewhat, you know, and we've got a young group of young running backs that are pretty good. We've tried to get them in the action a little bit too. Now we lost Wes Putoff at halftime with an injury, and he won't be playing the rest of the football season.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got some guys I think that can come in and help us and replace that.
Who do you like defensively for you? I know your linebackers have really stood out.
Yeah, Jacob Kitzmiller and Dan Burning have played exceptionally well last week, and they've been getting better and better as the year goes on. And our defensive end, Nate Plyman, he's just playing exceptionally well. He's also the tight end that caught the touchdown pass, but he's playing exceptionally well. Our whole front, our front seven, is really doing a nice job.
Whit Parks, our guest, head coach of Fort Loramie, before the start of tonight's game with Upper Souda Valley. You're specialists in the kicking game. Wow, Gasson and Siegel have perfected their art.
Well, you know, we work very hard at that, and we know that it's definitely is one-third of the game. A lot of people talk about that, but we talk about it, and we work hard at it, and we try to make our kids believe that. And our punting game, which got us in trouble early in the season, has gotten consistently better with the protection and the punter. And Josh Siegel has really done a great job of making the extra points, kicking a field goal, you know, those kind of things, and kicking the ball deep on the kickoff, too, which that's that hidden yardage that a lot of people don't count on. But if you can make them start down around their 20, you have a good chance of stopping them.
Hey, your hard work has paid off so much. Here you are, week 9, now 4-4, with a game so extremely important tonight against Upper Souda Valley.
Well, it's fun as a coach and as a team to be playing week 9 and have it really mean this much. I mean, that's what's really fun about high school football, and we feel very fortunate to be that. I mean, the way we started, I mean, I couldn't even imagine us being in this position right now, but we have a very tough football game this week. I mean, Upper Souda Valley is a very good team. They've beaten a couple good teams in our league. They have great athletes, and they are going to be ready. They have the same things on the line that we have in this football game. So, you know, it's going to be very important, whoever is mentally ready to play this football game and want it the most, and not make mistakes with the football.
Whit Parks, head coach of Fort Loramie, noting in the middle of that interview, as we commented several minutes back, Wes Putoff not playing tonight, will miss next week as well. 600 yards run on the ground by Wes this season. He will be missed, but a host of young athletes at running back will fill in very capably for him, as we noted earlier. You'll hear the names of Josh Siegel tonight, Daniel Burning, Carter Mesher, Jake Ward, along with, of course, Drew Warman, who's at nearly 500 yards total rushing the ball this season. The opponent, Upper Souda Valley, fourth-year head coach, is Josh Spencer. This team is 5-3. The huge springboard victory came early in the season when the Rams knocked off Lehman Catholic 28-20.
We were really excited about that. The kids played really well. You know, they stepped up when they needed to. And that was really, you know, in my tenure here, was the first time that we had won a game that people didn't really expect us to win. And that was a good feeling.
Now, this is Upper Scioto's best football team in your tenure of several years, right?
Yeah, this is, you know, very balanced, very skilled, and actually pretty young, too. So we're excited about this year and as well as the future.
Amazing. Only two seniors who play a lot for you.
Yeah, you know, Blake and Josh, they play quite a bit for us. You know, Josh Brush and Keegan Keith, the other two guys are special teams guys. But, you know, we're really proud of all our seniors. You know, no matter how much time they play, we're excited about what they bring to the team.
You know, highlight your skill players in this flex bone offense, as you call it.
You know, our wings are they're our big play guys. With Blake and Austin, they're really fast. And then Trey Freetag, our fullback, is, you know, he's your typical fullback. He's about 5'9", 215 pounds, and just, you know, he's tough to bring down. He keeps the middle loosened up for us, and, you know, it's a pretty good 1-2 punch.
Upper Scioto Valley head coach Josh Spencer, our guest before the start of tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Upper Scioto Valley. A key game, a winner takes all, perhaps, so to speak. You win two, including this one. You're in the playoffs. Same for Fort Loramie.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how our kids react to that. They've never really been in this situation, a pressure game like this.
It's good. Good.
It's great. I mean, we tell the kids, you know, embrace it. You guys have put yourself in a great situation. Have fun with it, and, you know, understand that is, you know, there is some pressure that comes along with it, but it's a game and we're going to have fun with it, and we're excited about it.
What's the key attribute of your club? It's certainly not experience. You are so young.
Yeah, our key is our defensive line is really good. We're very athletic up front, and, you know, we're able to stop the run, get pressure on quarterbacks, and, you know, we're going to have to be aligned well this week with what they do, and, you know, they're a power running game out of the shotgun, and, you know, we're just going to have to defeat individual blocks and make some plays.
Yeah, Northwest Central Conference, what a league this year. Riverside beats you. Layman beats Riverside. Riverside beats Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie beats Layman. On and on. On and on, it doesn't stop.
Yeah, very balanced. This is, you know, it's not as top heavy as it has been in the past with Layman and Loramie, but very, very balanced, and, you know, I think it's great for the league.
What do you know about Fort Loramie this year?
Well, I know that, you know, they had a rough start in their non-league schedule, but in league play they've been very good. You know, like I said earlier, they're tough up front. Offensively, they're going to just run right at you, and, you know, you've got to man up and make some plays.
You probably weren't surprised that Fort Loramie beat Layman, but maybe it was the margin of difference?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, after our game on Friday night, you know, you always check scores and things like that, and we were really surprised to see the margin, like you said. I mean, I you look at a team and you say, you know, they struggled out of the gate, but then you look at who they were playing and it makes a little more sense. You know, with their power running game, with the success we had against Sidney Layman, we weren't surprised that they were able to be successful with their running game, too.
Now, Sloan, a very speedy wing for you as a young man who hit Layman hard with a lot of yardage in that game last year at Fort Loramie. I'm sure Fort Loramie's defense will try to key on him.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing some things a little bit different with him than we did last year. You know, he's a very fast, strong kid, but we wanted him to take less hits. That's kind of why we went to this flex bone. It allows us to hit some jet sweeps with him. We put him in the eye a little bit. But our goal is to get him the ball, you know, 18 to 20 times a game. But we're so balanced in our running attack that sometimes we don't achieve that goal. You know, our other two guys, Trey and Blake, are pretty good, too. So we got to feed them the ball a little bit, too.
And your two wings are a good 6'2", 6'3". They're fine passing targets, 10, 12 times a game for you.
Yeah, our split ends. Yeah, Wayne Lowry and Chase Rose, very skilled athletes. And, you know, that allows us to spread the defense out a little bit, and it doesn't allow teams to load the box up without us playing a tight end. And, you know, we like to hit those guys on some fades and use their size to our advantage.
Josh Spencer, head coach of Upper Scioto Valley. It's a potent team, each side of the football, offensively and defensively. Austin Sloan, nearly 1,100 yards on the season rushing, Chuck, 11 per carry. Wow, Fort Loramie's not going to be able to stop him somehow or other, slow him down, keep him at maybe 5 or 6 per rush on the night.
Well, that's even a lot. So, I mean, yeah, the key is going to be that, you know, you get a little penetration. Don't let him get going north and south. And that's going to be what Loramie has to do defensively.
This episode of Valley Program has really turned the corner under Josh Spencer. Back in 2011, this team was 3-7, then 1-9, 4-6 the last 2 years, and 5-3 heading into this big clash tonight with Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here in McGuffey at Upper Soda Valley. Glad you could join us for this game tonight. The weather cooperating once again, Chuck, end of October. It's almost what spring-like, 60-some degrees.
Well, I kind of wish I'd worn my shorts tonight. It's a little sweaty here in the press box, but, yeah, it's a beautiful night.
Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, one of our sponsors. Tom and Jerry's in Fort Loramie. If you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, call Tom and Jerry's. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism, too. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's, Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com, TOMJERRYS.com. Tom and Jerry's, Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Chuck, before we take a look at starting lineups and have the opening kickoff, let's hear from our official pregame sponsor. It's the In-Between, just south of Botkins. Thanks so much to the In-Between. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
The Fort Loramie Redskins are in the road white blackhead gear, red numerals, Upper Soda Valley school colors exactly the same, Chuck, red and black. The Rams in black from top to bottom, black helmets, black jerseys, white numerals, black and red piping along the shoulders. Field here runs from north to south. We're looking directly west. And I don't think there's a bit of a breeze at all. Very slight out of the north, maybe, just a few miles an hour. But it should not be a factor at all. Upper Soda Valley will receive the opening kickoff to start this game. Fort Loramie will boot it from left to right on your computer or phone as you use your imagination. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. Here from McGuffey, Upper Soda Valley High School. The Redskins and the Rams. It's a crucial Northwest Central Conference game. Also, the winner tonight with a win next week is more than likely in the postseason playoffs, joining Layman Catholic, the only fly in the ointment. Will Troy Christian upset Miami East? That could upset the apple cart, possibly. Redskins will go on defense first. We'll get to see this Upper Soda Valley offensive unit initially, a team that scored 36 points last week in beating Hardin Northern, and then 45 on October 2nd in downing Lima Perry, and 42 on September 25th in thumping Waynesfield Goshen. Opening kick is traveling down to the 15-yard line. It's returned by Austin Sloan, back up over the 20 to the 23. Pretty good job by Fort Loramie, because this Sloan, Chuck, was averaging better than 30 yards per kick return this year coming into the game tonight.
Well, the kickoff was hard for him to handle. It was a bouncer, and it almost got over his head. So that's got the rush down there and slowed the blocking down a little bit.
To the line of scrimmage, Upper Soda Valley. The quarterback is just a sophomore. We'll be calling his name all night long for sure. Running the show is a young man by the name of Moots, 32 of 80, throwing it. but he doesn't fumble the ball away, doesn't put it on the ground, and he uses his offensive backs extremely well. Here's a running play to the outside by Blake Stevens of Upper Soda Valley. He's the fine offensive running back along with Austin Sloan, and Stevens gets the near corner turned. He blitzes his way down the near sideline, 35-40 over it to about the 42. He rambles for at least 15 on the play's first game, or I should say the game's first play. Easy for me to say.
Well, he put a nice move on the corner that time, and that got him the extra yardage.
Here comes Upper Soda Valley back to the line of scrimmage. This offensive unit features Jason Moots at quarterback, 5'10", 160-pound 10th grader. It's a sweep to the right, other way. It's Sloan. Look at him burn up that grass along the far sideline. He's on the outside, breaks a tackle, gets a block. He's got a convoy inside the 35 of Fort Laramie. The Redskins finally nab him from behind at the 16. Stevens to the left on a jet sweep. Sloan to the right on a jet sweep. And in two plays, Chuck, Upper Soda Valley moves from inside. It's 30 all the way to the Fort Laramie 15.
I'll tell you what, that was some speed that time. He turned that corner and he turned on the jets. That's why they call it a jet sweep, I guess.
Exactly. I remember him a year ago. Austin Sloan was a speedy player. Fort Laramie had a difficult time chasing him down one season ago. Redskins won that game, but it was just 28-14, and it was a scrap for three quarters. Here's Upper Soda Valley running outside left tackle, and it is a short advance, free tag. The fullback burrows down to about the 11. Trey Freetag, junior, 220-pounder. The wings are Sloan and Stevens. The wide receivers, Chase Rose and Wayne Lowry, they stand 6'3 and 6'2 and a half, respectively. No tight ends for this flexbone offense. Quarterback is under center, no spread formation. A sweep to Stevens, left side. He's got an alley, gets a good seal block at the 8-yard line, and he strides to the goal line and goes over for the touchdown. Blake Stevens marching in, and Upper Soda Valley strikes in a jiffy. It's a 6-0 cushion. We played a minute and a half. Wow, what a start for Upper Soda Valley. We talked about the Rams running game, Chuck. It was to be feared. Here's an unusual looking formation on the extra point try. Rams have oftentimes gone for two this year. They line up with six linemen split to the left. The center is over the ball in the middle of the field with just two backs behind him. And it goes directly to the quarterback, Moots. Flags fly before the snap, illegal procedure against the Rams. So for the moment, that tricky formation backfires.
Well, and sometimes it does. You look at it on film, and you can work on it on practice all week, but it's tough to cover.
And now the Rams are backed up at the 8. Same formation once again. Now the Rams break out of it, and it's the conventional look. Slots left and right. Moots under the ball at center. Line of scrimmage, the 8. Got a quick change. Well, Moots is not on the field at the moment. In fact, he started to come on. The quarterback, the regular signal caller for Upper, is on the sideline. And there's a lob to the right corner of the end zone. It's a fade pattern. It might have been a splendid catch. No, Fort Laramie gets a fingertip on it and knocks it away from Chase Rose, the 6'3 wideout, 8 yards deep in the end zone. The ball hung up a little long, and that's a big denial by Fort Laramie, Chuck.
Yeah, well, 7-6 is a big difference.
6-0 in favor of Upper Soda Valley. A minute and a half gone here in the first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Layman Catholic featured good speed last week against Fort Laramie. Stephen Monin can really scoot from that quarterback position. But already tonight, Chuck, we've seen a glimpse of Upper Soda Valley's quickness. It's better than Lehman's.
Well, yeah, and the other thing that we're looking at is the fact that the corner on both times that they ran that jet sweep just really did not contain it. They did not turn it inside at all.
You're right. Fort Loramie's defensive backs have got to do a better job in run support than they did in that first offensive series for Upper Soda Valley. Kickoff by the Rams is a blooper down to the 34-yard line. Fort Loramie catches and returns to the 39. First down and 10 for the Redskins. We've got 10:31 left in the first. Already in this game, Upper Soda Valley has scored a TD. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. It is Drew Werman in the offensive backfield. Has two men lined up as slots to the left. Snap back to Drew. He keeps. Ball's on his left hip. He streaks around left end. He's got a lane up to the 45. Stays on his feet. Bounced out of bounds at the 50. Right into the Redskins bench. He registers 12 on the game's first offensive play for Fort Loramie.
Looks like a mirror image of the start of the game.
Each team's offense getting the corner turned. Nice scamper by Werman. First and 10 Redskins right at the 50. Fort Loramie's offensive line is youthful and coming on like gangbusters, as Coach Whit Parks has noted for us the last couple weeks. Four men in the offensive backfield. Fort Loramie runs it right up the gut for two. Minimal gain from the 50 to the 48-yard line. It was Josh Siegel who burrowed forward, second down and 8, 48-yard line of the Rams. It is Schultes over the ball at center for Fort Loramie. Jacob Kitzmiller at a guard. Dylan Eilerman at the other. We'll name those tackles for you momentarily. Slots left and right. Werman in the offensive backfield with Siegel. Spin move by Drew. Drew keeps it right up the gut. Look at him go. Werman's got the linebacker beat. Stays on his feet. There he goes down the far sideline. It's not Werman. It's Carter Mesher. Carter Mesher got two or three great blocks. Went deep into the secondary, finally ran out of real estate way down around the 6-yard line of the Rams.
Well, I'll tell you why. I understand why you mistook him for Werman, because that's the same spin move we watched Werman run last week. He got away from that initial lineman, and there was nobody close to him.
And it was number 3, we do believe, Carter Mesher. Yes. Just a ninth grader. It was 3, Mesher. And here comes Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Goal to go situation. Josh Siegel tries to bang ahead and falls forward for a yard and a half. He's inside the 5 at about the 4.5-yard line. Second down and goal from right there. So it was not Drew Werman for Fort Loramie on that previous carry. It was not 2-5 on the back. It was a 3, Carter Mesher, who sets up Fort Loramie really well. Goal to go inside the 5. Mesher ran the ball effectively last week for Fort Loramie in the 3rd and 4th quarters, as Fort Loramie has to run it along with Werman by committee. Here is a run to the right side. Trying to get on the edge is the ball carrier for Fort Loramie. Drew Werman, who wears 15, not 25. And Werman slides out of bounds at about the 2 or maybe the 1, Chuck. Good effort by Drew as he hopped over that last tackler. Goal to go at the 1. Let's see if we can spot who will get the snap. It was Mesher a few plays ago. Let's see if it's 15, Drew Werman. Fort Loramie trying to knot this game up and tack on the extra point for a 1-point lead. Here is Werman under center on this play. No, the ball is snapped back on an angle. Flag flies. It is Siegel, I think, who cracks over right guard. Might have gotten a foot or two, needed about 3 or 4 feet. He's short of the goal line. I could have sworn I saw a marker thrown in there, Chuck, but perhaps I was mistaken.
No, I don't see one.
So it's ruled 4th and goal for Fort Loramie. 2 feet short of the end zone, Fort Loramie takes a big timeout. 8:33 to go, first quarter. Upper Scioto 6, Fort Loramie nothing. On scorersbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Redskin tackles Frank Meyer and Sam Putoff, along with guards Dylan Eilerman and Jacob Gitzmiller, and center Tate Shouldis need to get the job done right here. Big play, fourth and about 2 feet for Fort Loramie outside the Rams end zone. Uh-oh, the ball is on the ground. It's loose. It's rolling out to the 10, to the 15. Upper Soda at it. Now Fort Loramie's got it. And then the Rams make the tackle on the Redskins at about the 16-yard line. Chuck, it looked like Fort Loramie was in a short spread, a shotgun, and the snap came back and it
just rolled back to him, and then it hit him in the foot, got away from him, and they had no chance.
Oh, that's a tough blunder for the Redskins, who are on the doorstep of the end zone of Upper Scioto. Fort Loramie has been so sharp handling the football in this win streak. I think only one giveaway in the last 4 weeks. In the first four games, Fort Loramie was in the negative in the takeaway turnover category. But a big miscue here. Here's Upper Soda Valley trying to run a sweep to the end. And this time Fort Loramie floods it and makes the tackle on Stevens at about the 18 or 19-yard line. He got two or three, no more. You think the Redskins learned something from that first defensive series, Chuck?
Well, they needed to, and that time they got the cornerback out there to turn it back in where he had some help. If he gets, you get the corner on the corner, I guess that's a way to say it, you're in trouble defensively.
If you get out on the edge in high school football with not much run support, you can make a lot of yardage fast. What a defensive stand by Upper Scioto's solid defensive unit, denying Fort Loramie the end zone. When the Redskins had a first and goal just outside the five. Here's Upper Scioto on second down, running left guard inside. It's free tag. He is trapped between a couple tacklers of Fort Loramie. Kitzmiller and Burning pin him to the turf at the 25. It's third and one for the Rams. We played 5 minutes first quarter. Upper Scioto leads it 6-0.
Well, that's one of the problems with running the offense that they're running. It's really good inside the 10s both direction, but in that tight quarters, it's really tough.
Exactly. Here's the fake wide handoff to Sloan. Inside handoff, it's free tag, and he goes right by the left his left guard and chugs to the 29, the 30. He's got the first down with 4 yards to spare. Free tag. Who's at fullback, played a little bit last week at quarterback when Moots, the starting sophomore quarterback, was out briefly with a concussion. That time Freetag churned for first down yardage from the 30. The Rams to the line of scrimmage. Fake this way to Stevens, now goes to Sloan, wide right. He picks his way, 34, 35-yard line, nabbed right there. Second and five for the Rams. We near the 6:20 mark in the first quarter. Fort Loramie with very deep penetration on its first offensive series, but the Redskins could not finish off the drive. A fourth down fumble backwards from inside the 1 to the 16. As Fort Loramie turned it over on downs, Upper Soda Valley with its second offensive series. Fake to Stevens, goes to Sloan, counter back to the right, look at him go! He is into the secondary, dashing past everybody. Austin Sloan, it's a track meet, he'll take it to the house. Austin Sloan travels 65 yards for the score, and Upper Soda Valley is in front 12-0 over Fort Loramie. With under six to play in the first quarter. We hyped up the Rams defense and Austin Sloan in the pregame, and Sloan has lived up to his billing. And you can bet Upper Soda Valley will go for two here. It's that odd-looking formation with the offensive line now in the extra point try, setting up at the near hash, and then in the middle of the field, it's the center and the quarterback in the spread. It's snapped back to Moots. Moots wants to run it. He starts up the field from the 10 where he takes the snap, and he's wrapped up at the 4. He's denied. So Upper Soda Valley, which goes for 2 points after very often. In fact, the Rams have only kicked 3 PATs all year. I said that was Moots. In fact, it was Stevens who was tackled short of the end zone. 2 big stops by Fort Loramie on points after tries by the Rams. But now Fort Loramie's got to get TDs to get back into the thick of this game.
Well, the scary part is they didn't answer on the first one because of the fumble. And so far they haven't shown that they're able to stop this running attack, not even slow it down, let alone stop it.
Exactly. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com, including Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, along with M&A Muffler and Tires on Main Street in Fort Loramie, with a tire sale going on all the time. You'll never get tired of it. A tire sale at M&A Muffler and Tires. Huge savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics, too, at M&A Muffler and Tires. Free pickup and delivery as well. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy. That's Jeff Gephardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, 295-3971 for M&A Muffler and Tires. Again, another short kickoff by Upper Soda Valley, which is fearing Fort Loramie's return speed. But as a result, the Rams give up very good field position to Fort Loramie. Kickoff to the 34, a return of 10 to the 44. And the Redskins start right there, down 12-0. 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. Worman in the shotgun, takes the snap, sprints left. Fine penetration by Upper Soda Valley. And Worman is caught, tripped up around the ankles. He loses about 8, all the way back to the 36. So far, Upper Soda Valley has excelled on both sides of the ball. It's too early to say Fort Loramie needs points on this drive, but for sure, Chuck, Fort Loramie has got to start moving the football and slowing down Upper Soda Valley's offense. Redskins with a big miscue at the end of their first drive. A fumble down at the 1. Uh-oh, here's another missed block up front, and the Rams throw the Fort Loramie ball carrier for another setback at the 34-yard line. Actually, forward progress is marked such that it's no gain, but it is 3rd and 18 for the Redskins. Ball marked for play at the Fort Loramie 35. Two receivers flanked to the near side. One is wideout Blake Geyer. Upper Soda Valley appears to be covering the two men flanked near side, man-to-man. Worman rolling right, still rolling. He dances out of trouble, can't find a receiver, spins away from another man. He's caught, and he is pushed to the ground at the 33. Didn't make it to the line of scrimmage. Worman bought extra time behind the line. No one available. Tight coverage downfield by Upper Soda Valley, and Drew had to eat it. He tried to minimize his losses, only a yard setback. A Rams player shaken up. Fort Loramie's got to punt when we return. 4:08 to go first quarter. Upper Soda 12, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Well, with 21 yards to go for a first down, Fort Loramie has to punt it away. Cody Gasson gets the honors, and he has been exceptionally good in the punting department this year. And he gets a good leg into another. It's returned by Upper Scioto outside the Rams 30. And the return man tries to reverse his field, go to the far side. Excellent tackle made by the Redskins.
Frank Meyer
back at the 27. Wow, did Frank Meyer dazzle on that play, Chuck, as he whisked his way down the field. And he caught up with Austin Sloan outside the 25, and that's where the Rams start first down and 10. A little over 8 minutes gone here in the opening quarter. Fort Loramie has not shown its ability yet to slow down this Rams offense. Here's a counter near side. It's Stevens. And Stevens busts up over the 30 to the 32. A gain of 4 or 5. And Upper Soda Valley, Chuck, will take that all night long, especially with a 2-touchdown lead already.
Well, yeah, we talked about them averaging 11 yards a carry. Well, they're probably above that right now.
Yeah, Austin Sloan is at that 11-yard per rush mark on the year. He's pounded the turf for over 1,100 yards on the ground, and he's carried it about 100 times. And here it goes to the right side. Guess who? It is Sloan. And Sloan's got an avenue. He streaks beyond the hash mark on the numbers in front of the Fort Loramie bench, over the 40, the 45. And he's finally dragged down from the side at about the 49-yard line. Fort Loramie pursued across field to catch up with him. Another first down for the Rams. Fort Loramie's defense has got to shape it up mighty quickly. 12-0 Upper Soda Valley with 2:47 left in the opening quarter. Rams moving from north to south, right to left on your computer screen or phone as you imagine the field of play. Here comes run blitz. Near side at Stevens. Uh-oh, a gaping hole. There's a flag thrown, holding on Upper Soda Valley as Stevens churns down the near sideline, scurries all the way to the 20, the 15. Boy, is Upper Soda Valley gashing Fort Loramie. But that running play is going to be negated.
Yeah, it was a bear hug defensively, on the block.
Offensive line for Upper Soda Valley, guilty of a hold behind the line of scrimmage. So the loss will wind up being every bit of 14 or 15 yards.
Well, the bad part for the Rams was it was definitely behind the play, so it wasn't necessary.
Right. So it's going to be first down all over again. New line of scrimmage, the 35 of the Rams, who must reach the 41 of Fort Loramie for a first down.
That was a big penalty, because not because they got the ball down to the 15, but secondly, from a spot foul, that made it a long penalty.
You're right. And the net loss on that play is 15 yards right on the button. Personal foul, 5 yards behind the line, plus the step off. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Fake inside hand off, a sweep to Sloan, and this time Fort Loramie diagnoses it well, and the Redskins submarine Sloan a couple yards behind the line of scrimmage at the 32.
First negative play offensively for the Rams.
So many times, Chuck, in the game of football, basketball, whatever level, high school, college, there is an adjustment period that is required early in the game, and right now Fort Loramie hopefully is making that adjustment on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, they need to, because they didn't look very good offensively on their second series.
90 seconds to go, first quarter, 12-0 Rams. Second down, 26. Here's Mooch way back in the offensive backfield. He has it stripped. It's taken away by Fort Loramie. Redskins rocked Mooch, the quarterback of Upper Soda Valley, and hammered the ball out of his grasp. Recovery by the Redskins at the 21-yard line. Boy, that's a big swing. Enormous play for Fort Loramie. And let's see if it can lift the Redskins right back into this contest. First and 10, Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the 21.5 of Upper Soda Valley. Werman lines up in the offensive backfield. And I think that is Plyman along with him. And let's see what we have. Upper Soda Valley may take a timeout. Rams do, after giving up the ball and a big turnover. Minute 21 to go, first quarter. Rams 12, Redskins nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Fort Loramie Redskins with a big takeaway. That's been a positive sign for Fort Loramie the last several weeks. Redskins have had very few turnovers in the last month of action. One earlier in this game tonight, denying Fort Loramie a possible touchdown when the Redskins several minutes ago had the football inside. The Rams won, coughed it up back at the 16. Here, Fort Loramie rebounds with a takeaway from the quarterback Moots of Upper Scioto Valley. Fort Loramie in business, 21-yard line of Upper Scioto, first and 10. Just over a minute to play, first quarter. Here's Worman handing off, counter play, left side. It's snuffed out by the Rams, who are waiting on the ball carrier right at the 20. Good stop on the play by Upper Scioto Valley. I think the ball was rushed forward by Josh Siegel, and he was grabbed around the waist. Give him one officially. Second down and 9 for the Redskins, 20-yard line of the Rams. 50 seconds to go in the first. Worman with a deep drop, rolling right. Open receiver available, 11-yard line. It's caught. Here's the run after catch to the goal line. Touchdown for Fort Loramie. Beautiful pass play. I'm not sure if that was Blake Geyer.
Yeah, it wasn't Worman. I didn't catch who they snapped it to, but they snapped it to one of the upbacks, and he's the one that started the sweep and then threw the pass.
Oh, that was a little bit of trickery by Whit Parks, head coach of Fort Loramie.
I think it might have been Burning.
Daniel Burning, we think, is the young man who threw the football. It was not snapped directly to Worman, and Burning hit Geyer, who dragged across the line of scrimmage, wide open, right flat, several yards downfield, uncovered. And he was thrown a strike. He caught it, and he took the final several steps into the end zone. Extra point try coming up here by Fort Loramie. Ball is snapped. It's spotted. It's a good one. The placement is up and away. It is through. Josh Siegel with a crucial extra point, and Fort Loramie's on the board. 42 seconds to go, first quarter. Rams 12, Redskins 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your glass connection is American Architectural Glass in Clayton.
Here at AAG, we specialize in commercial glass and glazing projects.
Jason Meyer of AAG.
We complete work throughout the state, and currently we are doing work as far north as Findlay, Ohio, down to as far south as the Hocking Hills region, and we're getting ready to undertake a couple projects at Ohio State.
We're here at Deany Community Schools. We recently constructed 5 elementary buildings, and American Architectural Glass installed all of the windows and 2 of these buildings, including the beautiful colored glass panes in our media centers.
AAG's trademark is great customer service.
We pride ourselves on following up with the customer long after the project is complete, and I think that's what stands us apart from many others.
We were extremely pleased. The workmanship was excellent. AAG has helped us create a safe, warm, inviting learning environment for all of our students.
American Architectural Glass, on the web at AAGIncOH.com.
The versatility of the Fort Loramie offense showed up big time right there, Chuck, at the end of that drive. Fort Loramie completed just one pass last week and went for a touchdown, a big completion in the first quarter tonight to make it a 12-7 game. Redskins kicking off, and it's a beauty by Josh Siegel, all the way down to the 8-yard line. Returned by Stevens from that point on the field, right up the middle. He flashes, breaks a tackle, another, gets a block. He's all the way to the 40, over it. Fans down below us for the Rams thought maybe there might have been a face mask against Fort Loramie.
It was Jersey.
But it was a grab by the Jersey, no call. Nonetheless, though, a splendid return of that kickoff. And that's one thing Upper Scioto Valley has done extremely well all year long. Superb kickoff returns each week, one right after another. by Stevens and Sloan.
Stevens and Sloan are one nasty 1-2 punch offensively for the Rams.
Boy, they do burn up the grass here at the Rams field. Mighty speedy wingbacks. Here is the quarterback handing off right side. It's Sloan. Good penetration before Lormy skips over a tackler. Another stays on his feet, scrambles to the 45 and over it. Fort Loramie almost tossed him to the turf back at the 39 or 40 for a 2 or 3 yard loss, but he did manage 5, and he made it at a nothing. Last several seconds, first quarter. Second and 5, Rams at their own 47. When we start the second period of play, it's Upper Souda 12, Fort Loramie 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Mac Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We start second quarter play. Redskins trail 12-7. Rams ball, second and 5, Upper Souda 47. Fake pitch out, inside handoff to Freetag, and the ball is popped loose in the air, knocked away by Fort Loramie. The young man had gotten the first down for the Rams. The ball flew 10 feet off the ground backward. Upper Souda's offensive lineman, Draven Roberts, alertly picked it out of thin air. The play was going to go for 8 or 9. It winds up being a net of 4. It's 3rd and 1. Boy, Fort Loramie tackling the football right now, Chuck.
Yeah, he got his arm popped that time. But, yeah, like their coaches are up here, and they're telling him to secure.
3rd and 1, Rams. Ball right at midfield, just over it. Straight ahead, Freetag. He hustles to the line of scrimmage, stays on his feet, keeps those legs kicking to the 48 of Fort Loramie, falling to the 47.5. He's got the first down with a couple feet to spare. It's a young offensive line for Upper Souda Valley, 2 sophomores, 2 juniors. The tackle's Draven Roberts, a 243-pounder, and Josh Stinson, a 216-pounder. The guards, Dakota Dunafin at 225 and Isaac Smith at 225. And the center, Peyton Dyer, 6'1", 190, and a junior. Momentary delay. Chain is advanced forward. 1st and 10, Upper Souda Valley at the Fort Loramie 47. Here's a toss sweep to the left to Sloan. Sloan carries to the far hash mark. Then he slashes upfield to the 45, lurching to the 41 of Fort Loramie. He garners 7 on the play. 2nd down, 3 yards to go for Upper Souda Valley. 10:30 left in the first half of this game. 12-7, Rams lead it. Upper Souda Valley, after a good kickoff return, on the march once more. So far in this game, Chuck, exception being the fumble, the takeaway by the Redskins, Fort Loramie has not slowed down this high-octane attack of Upper Souda Valley. Inside handoff, Fort Loramie all over it. Redskins smother this one for a yard or two loss, back at the 41 or 42. Wow, what a charge defensively there by Fort Loramie. Tackle made by Nate Plyman. He was Johnny on the spot with Jarrett Meyer. They two-timed the ball carrier. And it's 3rd and 4.5 to go for a first down for the Rams at the Fort Loramie 41.5-yard line. 9:40 to go, second quarter. 12-7, Rams lead it.
Upper Souda Valley had 162 rush yards in the first quarter.
My goodness. Here's another rushing play. Right tackle. It's a trap. Good enough for a first down, I think, as the ball carrier stubbornly trudges forward to the 40, to the 38, 37-yard line, and staggering to the 36. First down, Rams, a yard and a half to spare, first and 10 outside the 35 of the Redskins. That was the fullback free tag who lugged it there. The quarterback, Moots, under center, slot left. Short drop, Mamooch wants to throw the fade. Oh, here come crashing linemen from Fort Laramie's side of the field, and it's a sack back at the 44. Well, a little unusual as Upper Soda Valley went for the home run ball, Chuck, a fade pattern down the left side on first and 10 outside the Redskins' 35, and it did not work.
Ireland and Meyer that time got great penetration. There was no chance to throw the ball.
What a hit by Dylan Eilerman as he came slicing through, forcing a second down and 15 for the Rams at the 42 of Fort Laramie. Here's Moots, counter near side. Fort Laramie comes up to greet the ball carrier. Good linebacker play by Kitzmiller and Burning as Sloan is bear hugged at the 38. He records a four-yard gain, maybe five. It is third and 10 for the Rams. 2 yards short of Fort Laramie's 35. 8:17 to go in the second quarter. 12-7, Rams lead the Redskins. And at the near sideline, a player for Upper Soda Valley is getting the play call from the bench. It is Chase Rose, the 6'3 wideout. He lines up flanked on the boundary near side. Oh, and here's a quick hitter right up the middle. It's free tag as Upper Soda Valley tried to spread Fort Laramie's defense out and go with the fullback plunge right up the gut. Fort Laramie stopped it after a short advance of just three. Good awareness by the Redskins. Burning and Kitzmiller. And it's fourth and 7 for the Rams at the 33-yard line of Fort Laramie.
I'll tell you what, that's a big kid running the football from that fullback spot, and Burning did a good job of meeting him head-on and putting him backwards.
Yep, free tag goes 225, just a junior. He's a load, 5'11". And now Chase Rose is at the sideline, the wide receiver for Upper Soda Valley, talking to head coach Josh Spencer, and a timeout is called. 7:17 left in the half. Redskins down by 5 points. Fourth down coming up for the Rams on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State and Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Redskins defensively must keep their eyes out for Chase Rose, a 6'3 wide receiver, and Wayne Lowry, a 6'3 wide receiver. They are split left and right, each flanked about 12 yards outside the tackles. It looks like the quarterback Moots will be in the shotgun spread as the Rams face a fourth down and about 6.5 yards to go from the Fort Laramie 33.5. Redskins trail 12-7, midway through the second quarter. Now Moots comes up under center. He's got a man slot left. Moots fakes the pitch out, counter back to the near side, and Fort Laramie is waiting on the ball carrier, and there is maybe a face mask against the Redskins or a hold on the Rams. Let's see what is determined.
Well, I didn't see a blocker in that mix, and that normally means face mask, but Laramie's clapping, so unless they're rooting for Upper Soda Valley, it's going to be on the Rams.
The Rams needed six. They got four. And Fort Laramie will decline the penalty against Upper Soda Valley and take over the football at the Redskins' 29-yard line. Oh, a big stop. That was a cagey call by Upper Soda Valley, Chuck. All the motion went left. It was a counter back to the right. But I'll tell you what, Daniel Burning and Jacob Kitzmiller are doing fine jobs of staying at home at their linebacker posts, because the counters in the first couple series for the Upper Soda Valley Rams hurt the Redskins big time, but Fort Loramie is adjusting.
Might have been a little more effective. They called the timeout first, and that gave Loramie a chance to talk about looking for a trick play.
That's a good point. Redskins ball down by five. Middle point, second quarter. Here's Worman, takes the quarterback snap, and he simply dashes for the far sideline. He's got the wide side of the field with which to work. It's a foot race, a track meet, as he goes parallel to the line of scrimmage, then cuts it up at the 28 to the 30, 32-yard line, a plus six on the play, second down and four for the Redskins. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Upper Soda Valley scored the first two touchdowns of the game. A good response, though, by Fort Loramie. Redskins defense has started to modify its play, adjusting for the counters and the jet sweeps of Stevens and Sloan. And here's Fort Loramie countering on its own, near sideline. A lot of running space. A good romp to the 40, 45, 50. And the ball carrier for the Redskins is Mesher, who is blasted out of bounds. He gets up slowly, then he hops to the huddle. Good run by Carter Mesher. We talked about him in the pregame.
That kid's got some wheels, too. Boy, he can turn the corner with the best of them.
He does have flashy feet, good speed, just a ninth grader. Solid run by Mesher. He picked up the first down. He rambled on the play for about 15 or 16. Ball at the 49 of the Rams. Three men in the offensive backfield. It is Worman who takes the snap. He wants to throw a long one before he can heave it. He's rolled to the turf. Back at the 42, he's sacked. It's a loss of nine. Very good defensive play by tackle Isaac Smith for Upper Soda Valley, as he split a couple of Fort Loramie blockers, and he was on the back of Worman pronto. New line of scrimmage, the 44. Officially call it a setback of six on the play. Second down and 16 and a half to go for a first down for the Redskins. 6:12 to go first half. Fort Loramie down five. Here's a snap to Mesher. Mesher to the other side of the field. Look at him go. He gets a seal block on the outside. Shrieks down the sideline. Mesher's, wow, inside the 40, 35, 30. You're right, Chuck. Maybe a high horse collar tackle on the Rams at the end of this play. Boy, Carter Mesher is turning on the Jets. And let's see, as the officials huddle, more than likely it's a foul, unsportsmanlike conduct against Upper Soda Valley. Yep, there's the signal. Call against the Rams. Major penalty being stepped off from the 31 all the way down to the 16. Boy, Mesher with two great running plays in this drive, Chuck. He's got, what, about 45 or 50 yards?
Oh, yeah, easy. He's got 68 on two runs.
Boy, what a second quarter for Carter Mesher. Fort Loramie sets up shop outside the Rams 15. First and 10. 6 minutes even to go, second quarter. 12-7, Upper Soda Valley. Here's the ball snapped back, a run outside right tackle. And swirling into the linebacker's arms is the ball carrier for Fort Loramie. I think it was Mesher again.
Yep.
He got four more. He's doing the heavy-duty running in the second quarter. Second down and six for Fort Loramie.
They've got to make that call on that horse collar, because it's the rule. But that is such a tough call on a kid. You're reaching out to make a play. It's not a dirty play. You just happen to get in there, but it's a protection thing.
Exactly. Line of scrimmage at about the 12 of Upper Soda Valley. It's Mesher again. Boy, he's got a wave of blockers as he chugs over right guard, and Fort Loramie pushes the Rams back, and Mesher barges down to the 6 to 5 yard line before he is spun to the turf. Goal to go, Fort Loramie. Ball in the middle of the field between the hash marks. Fort Loramie can take the lead right here with a score. Just over 5 to play in the second period. 12-7 Rams. Redskins, goal to go, a serious threat being mounted here after Fort Loramie's defense stopped the Rams on downs. Here's Mesher again, tries to skip to the outside, and he's losing space far side of the field. And knifing through is the linebacker Rose for Upper Soda Valley to spill Mesher at about the 7. He might have lost a half yard. Second and goal, Redskins. It has been all Carter Mesher on this thrust down the field by Fort Loramie's offense. Redskins employ two tight ends, four in the offensive backfield. Running play left side, Worman gets a good block. Worman tries to get to the outside, breaks a tackle at the 5, lunges to the 3.5, and he's downed. Good closing speed on the play by Lowry of Upper Soda Valley as he shot across the field. It's goal to go from the 3 for Fort Loramie. Redskins bring in 4 new players from the sideline. Let's see what's up Fort Loramie's sleeve right here. Line of scrimmage, the 3.5 of the Rams. 3:47 left in the second quarter. 2 receivers flanked to the right, 1 to the left. Worman back at the 9. A Redskin player trying to get off the field, and I don't think he can do it. And Fort Loramie uses a timeout rather than accept a penalty. 3:38 left, second quarter. Upper Scioto 12, Fort Loramie 7. Third and goal from the 3.5 when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with 2 grilled to perfection patties of our own fresh, never frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order 2. Frisch's Big Boy.
You must check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing. Follow the footsteps of so many from the Midwestern part of the U.S. to Geyer's. They're from all over, Indiana, Michigan, West Virginia, Kentucky. They come to Fort Loramie. They buy online. They travel right to Shelby County and buy new and pre-owned vehicles from Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Fort Loramie. Third and goal from the 3.5 for the Redskins. Offensive formation is spread. Man in motion to the right. Snap back to Worman. He's way back at the 12-yard line. Here comes the blitz. And they're all over Worman back at the 16. What a defensive play by Josh Stinson, defensive end for Upper Soda Valley, as he barreled through and he jumped on the back of Worman and he saddled him with a huge loss. A minus 10 on the play, goal to go Fort Loramie from the 13-yard line of the Rams. 3:14 left until halftime. We're back in a moment. Fourth down coming up for Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Thank you so much. Our Fort Loramie game sponsors tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. See the cars in person, new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's or online at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Well, Fort Loramie has been pretty successful in the field goal department this year. I think the Redskins have kicked at least 3. The longest has been a little less than 30. Josh Siegel will try this one. It'll have to go 30 full yards. And the ball is snapped back to the 20. It's placed down, kicked by Siegel, and it is excellent. A superb field goal try by Siegel. He could have made it from 40 or 45. A high one. It's deep between the uprights. He nailed it. Well, that was the fourth down play during the timeout by Fort Loramie, a field goal by Josh Siegel. And he's kicked 3-pointers extremely well this year. 3 minutes left, first half. Fort Loramie within 2 points now of the Rams, who lead at 12-10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
A significant 3 minutes coming up in this game, the last portion of the second quarter. Fort Loramie is closed within 12-10 of Upper Scioto, which scored the first two touchdowns of this game. And Fort Loramie does not want to allow the Rams to dent the scoreboard again before intermission. Fort Loramie will receive the second half kickoff, and the Redskins put on very good coverage on the kickoff return. And down Sloan, who tried to come right back up the middle of the field between the hash marks, and he was flooded by white shirts at the 26-yard line. And that's where Upper Scioto starts at first and 10, 3 minutes even to go in the second quarter. Upper Scioto scored the game's first 12, Fort Loramie the game's last 10 points. Boy, that was a superb field goal by Josh Siegel, wasn't it, Chuck?
Oh, he's got a great leg, no doubt about it.
It was a beauty, end over end, right down the middle. Here comes Upper Scioto Valley to the line of scrimmage. The quarterback Moots under center, drops back to throw. Sideline route up near the 40-yard line. Receiver is there. He grasps the football, but he doesn't keep a foot in the field of play. It's ruled out of bounds, no good.
That was a heck of a catch.
Yes, it was. Yep. Fine reception by the 6'3 wideout, Chase Rose of Upper Scioto Valley. 2 minutes and 52 seconds left to go here in the first half. 12-10 Rams lead. We're joined by Tom Weisner, Associate Athletic Director at Fort Loramie. Is that the right title, Tom?
Assistant.
I was close.
Freshman basketball coach.
Freshman basketball coach. We'll have Damon Smith, the AD of Fort Loramie, on here at the half for just a few minutes, talking about the fall sports season in Redskin land. Austin Sloan, a sweep to the right for Upper Scioto Valley. And Fort Loramie stretches it out pretty well. Sloan notches six on the play. Third and four for the Rams at their own 33 with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. 12-10, Rams lead. Upper Scioto Valley getting the play call from the near sideline. Chase Rose, the wide receiver, looks at head coach Josh Spencer. Now Moots, the quarterback, is under center. And it's a quick hitter. Up the middle goes Freetag, the fullback, and he cracks across the 35, surges to the 39, first and 10 for Upper Scioto Valley. A big last couple minutes of the first half. Redskins want to deny Upper Scioto Valley here at the close of the second quarter. Redskins would be very pleased to go into the locker room at the half, down by just two after giving up a couple of quick scores to the Rams at the beginning of this game. Wings to the left and right. Freetag right up the gut again. And he burrows for yardage. He's got seven more. Offensive line for Upper Scioto Valley, doing a number right now in Fort Loramie. Redskins trying to give up ground grudgingly. Clock becoming a factor in this game.
Well, you have to be so cognizant of the two outside guys, because they can score from any place on the field, that they're taking away the width and the middle's open.
Righto. Here it is again. Freetag bust to the line of scrimmage and over it. He is stood up near the first down marker, just shy of the 50. I think he's got it with a foot to spare. First and 10 Rams, 50-yard line, a minute 22 to go in the second quarter. Sooner or later, Chuck, Upper Scioto Valley has got to go up top with a forward pass.
Well, I mean, they do, but they also have the ability to hit from any place on the field with Sloan. He can score from anywhere.
It is Moots under center, wings left and right. It's a fade pattern left side of the field, and it's Lowry being led too far down inside the 30-yard line. Good idea, but not executed very well. Fort Loramie had it defensed. Clock stops, a minute 13 to go, second quarter. We're joined up here in the Rams press box again by Tom Weisner, assistant athletic director at Fort Loramie, and Damon Smith in his second year as the AD for Fort Loramie High School. We'll talk at halftime briefly about the fall sports season. Redskins volleyball team has won a couple matches in tournament play and goes in action again tomorrow. Here is Mooch, the quarterback, 8-yard drop, dumps it to Sloan near sideline. He dances up the field for a minimal gain, out of bounds, 3 yards short of the sticks. Third and three upcoming. Upper Soda Valley needs to get to the 40 for a first down. 66 seconds to go in the first half. Do not believe Upper Soda Valley has got the skillful place kicker that Fort Loramie has in Josh Siegel. Rams have gone for two most of the time this year. They place kick it very rarely. It's free tag, the fullback. He skips to the outside. He hops over one tackler, another, into the arms of Fort Loramie's defense at the 38. Small game, but good enough for a first down. 58 seconds to go first half. Upper Soda Valley whittling away at the Fort Loramie end of the field. Here's a sweep to the right, but we've got a pre-snap penalty against Upper Soda Valley, a motion call. And the Redskins, Chuck, will take every little step backward they can get.
Right. I mean, the Rams have one timeout left,
right.
So they got time to score here.
One timeout remaining for Upper Soda Valley. 43 yards to negotiate. First and 15, 46 seconds to go. 12-10, Rams lead by two. Excellent Division 7 high school football game tonight. Deep drop by Moots. Flare pass near side for Sloan. Even had he caught it, he wouldn't have gained much yardage.
Right.
Maybe just two or three at the very most. The ball was pitched wide out of his reach at the near sideline.
Well, what you got to watch out for now, that's the wheel route. The next time they pump fake that, you got to make sure you don't bite on it.
You're right. And you know that this Upper Soda Valley Ram offense will try one or two deep ones at the end of this offensive series. 35 seconds to go in the first half. Clock stopped on the incompleted pass. Second down and 15. Did I say third down? I should have said second. Here's Mooch with a 10-yard drop. Flares it near side to free tag the fullback. He is hit out of bounds right at the sideline. Fortunately for Fort Loramie, it is not called a late hit. Very good tackle by the Redskins near side of the field.
Boy, if they would have thrown a flag on that, you couldn't have complained.
It was right at the boundary. I think the official used good discretion in not throwing a marker. I think it was Jarrett Meyer, 26. It was might have been Brad Plyman. Yeah, Brad Plyman with a good shoulder tackle. Third and 12 and a half for Upper Soda Valley. It's Sloan up the middle of the field, breaking a tackle, another. He's finally corralled by Fort Loramie with 22 seconds to go. The new line of scrimmage is the 34. The Rams used their last timeout and are confronted right here with fourth down and five or six to go for a first down. An opportunity for us to tell you all about Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. If you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, call Tom and Jerry's. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's, Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. That's TOMJERRYS.com. 21 seconds to go in the first half. Big tackle here in the last sequence of plays by Brad Plyman on the near sideline by Fort Loramie. Redskins defense has given up ground grudgingly. Fourth and six officially for Upper Soda Valley. Uh-oh, let's see if we had encroachment by the defense or was there motion by a lineman up front for Upper Soda. And fortunately for Fort Loramie, it's a 5-yard pre-snap penalty against the Rams.
The center moved the ball slightly, and that's what drew him offsides.
I think you're right, Chuck. It was Peyton Dyer, the junior center for Upper Soda Valley, who inched that football around ever so slightly. And it's fourth down now and a little more than 10 to go for a first down for the Rams. 21 seconds to go first half. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins 39. Two receivers to the left. Mooch looks that way. Flushed out of the pocket. Way back at the 50. Down he goes. It's a big quarterback sack for Fort Loramie. And we've got to do our very best to get that number as we look across field, Chuck. I think it was Frank Meyer. Yep, 64, Frank Meyer. Wow. Big-time defensive plays by Playman and Meyer and Burning and Kitzmiller in this series. Upper Soda Valley's offense moved the ball slowly but surely across the 50. Fort Loramie turns the Rams back. And again, Upper Soda Valley has stopped on downs. 14 seconds to go in the first half, and now Fort Loramie has a chance for a home run ball or two. Waning second quarter, although Fort Loramie gets the ball to start the second half. Let's see what the Redskins do here. Snap back to Werman, drops it as 41. He skips out of trouble, breaks away from contain, middle of the field, a foot race. The half is going to close on this run by Werman. Can he get to the end zone? Near sideline, Werman to the 5. He's at the 3. He's out of bounds at the 1. And the scoreboard clock has triple zeros on it. My goodness gracious, a 49-yard run by Drew Werman. He needed 50 for a last-second touchdown at the close of the second quarter. Oh, what a tough break for the Fort Loramie Redskins, who almost pushed themselves to a lead of 17 or 18 to 12 at the halftime break. A dazzling run by Drew Werman. Don't know how in the world he was able to extricate himself. He was way back at the 40. He wound up running the ball from his own 40 all the way to the 1 of the Rams. The line of scrimmage was at the 50. He went across field, one hash mark to the numbers on the near side. He probably scooted 65 or 70 yards on the play. Now we have the officials huddling at around the 15-yard line. Redskins are still on the far side of the field. Was a flag thrown, Chuck? I'm not sure what's going on.
I think they went to replay.
The Rams have left the field. Perhaps an official determination as to which end of the field from which Fort Loramie will be receiving the third quarter kickoff. Nonetheless, a good comeback by the Redskins, who fell behind by two scores right out of the gate tonight, down 12-0. But then Fort Loramie slowly but surely made adjustments defensively, and Fort Loramie held the upper hand in this game over the last 15 minutes or so of the first half. We played two quarters here in McGuffey on the campus of Upper Soda Valley High School, and it has been a superb Division VII high school football game. Again, the winner tonight virtually takes all, because the team winning tonight with a win next week vaults itself right into the postseason playoff picture. 12-10 here at the half. It's Fort Loramie trailing Upper Soda Valley by 2. We'll return with our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Mark. Markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, and we begin our 10th calendar year come this January. We are at halftime at Upper Soda Valley High School. Fort Loramie trails the Rams. It is Upper Soda Valley 12, Redskins 10 here at intermission. So many thanks to our fine underwriting anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, our halftime sponsor, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Middendorf is the developer for the Timber Trail subdivision. It's new, south edge of Anna, Route 25A, near I-75, near Honda, Anna Schools, Anna Utilities. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie will customize your home for you. Middendorf is developing Timber Trail, south edge of Anna. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. A lot of damage on the ground done early by the Rams of Upper Soda Valley. Then Fort Loramie stiffened.
Well, they had 162 rush yards in the first quarter. They ended up with 30 rushes for 203 yards for the first half. They were 2-6 throwing it, 11 yards, 214 total yards, 9 first downs. Turned the ball over once on that costly fumble that gave up the first touchdown of the game.
Yep.
To the Redskins. For Fort Loramie, they ran the ball 20 times for 130 yards. They had a 49 and 43 yard rushing attempts. It makes up most of that yardage. They were 1-1 throwing the ball for 21 yards, 152 total yards in the first half, 6 first downs. Did not turn the ball over in the first half because they recovered that fumble. And it was a turnover on down, so that was not a turnover.
Chuck, I made a 4-hour round trip for this game tonight. You a 2-hour round trip. All the Fort Loramie fans, a 2-hour round trip or better. What an exciting Division 7 high school football game. And there is so much at stake. Northwest Central Conference crown, perhaps, and an opportunity to play in the postseason. The winner tonight with a win next week is probably in.
Well, that's a fact. And what we saw was the first two times that the Rams had the football, they were getting to the corner every time, and that they were getting lots of speed.
Yep.
Loramie did a good job then of adjusting to that, and they started turning back in where they had help. Loramie's running the ball well. The thing about it is both teams, without being able to really throw the ball well, still with their speed and their running backs can score from any place on the field, any snap. So that's what makes this exciting.
As we witnessed last play of the first half, Drew Worman needed 50 yards for a run from scrimmage for a touchdown. He ran 49 and a half and was denied at the sideline just before the pylon, or Fort Loramie would have a slim lead.
Should have stopped at the 10, called a timeout, and get the field goal. But that's just me.
I like that. I like that. We played two quarters here at Upper Soda Valley, 12-10 Rams over the Redskins. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewey of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and training. treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
12-10, Fort Loramie trails Upper Souda Valley here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Next to me is Damon Smith, athletic director of Fort Loramie High School. We'll talk to Damon after this message from Brookins. Hey, some of you may not have heard of Brookins. Some of you have. For those of you who have not, Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on its walls right beside the pics of the current Redskins teams. Nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You can just sit back and relax, enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room can seat up to 60, and the spacious second floor is also available. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place quite like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. And Damon Smith, there's no such thing quite like a great Division VII high school football game.
Friday night's a blast. I've been following it for a lot of years. My dad was a coach for 26 years, so even though I didn't play the game myself, I love Friday Night Lights.
Damon Smith, athletic director of Fort Loramie, our guest here at the half. Damon in his second year as the AD at Fort Loramie. What an inauguration last year, Damon. Two state championships, girls basketball and volleyball.
Oh, absolute blast. I mean, I couldn't have started to come into a school at a better time. Obviously, that's the tradition there. You know, they've rattled off five or six state titles in the last 10 years, so across the board. So it's been a blast. You know, just coming in and getting to see the caliber of athletes that Fort Loramie puts out, caliber of coaches, just the way that the programs are ran have been phenomenal.
Hey, basketball is just around the corner. We are at the end of October. Both boys and girls basketball start seasons late next month.
Absolutely, yeah. The girls kicked off today. They're going to be starting practice on Monday, but girls basketball season started this year, you know. Coming in, not really knowing what to expect, but we didn't know what to expect last year, and we put a banner on the wall. So,
right.
Boys side of things, you know, they're coming back, going to be young this year. Lost a lot of points to graduation, but I think that Coach Britton is going to do a great job, get the boys ready. Young guys come out and run a little bit and put the ball through the basket.
Speaking of girls basketball at Fort Loramie, a little shorthanded maybe for the first week or two because of volleyball. The ladies have won two volleyball contests, take part in a sectional final, I think, tomorrow.
Yeah, they play tomorrow at 3 o'clock in Tip City. With basketball starting today and probably 80 to 90% of our girls' basketball players still playing volleyball, it's going to be a little bit of a slow start there.
Right.
But Coach Siegel will be ready whenever the girls come over from volleyball. Hopefully we're playing into the first week of November again this year. That would be great.
Sure. Tell us about the fall sports season at Fort Loramie. How's it gone? I know fall sports are so popular for the Redskins and all throughout Shelby County programs.
Oh, we're still going with three of them. Obviously, we're still in football. Cross country runs tomorrow in the districts. Uh-huh. We have volleyball, obviously, like we talked about, still in the tournament there. Boys golf, Brad Gottemiller, the boys golf team, they went to districts. Brad was just a couple strokes away from making it to state. And obviously in girls golf, we had Emily Knopf make it to state, ended up placing eighth and made second team All Ohio. So great stuff going on this year. Football team has made a big turnaround since the first 4 weeks. Kids really starting to buy in. They're believing in one another. They're believing in what the coaching staff is trying to preach. And they're obviously in contention for a league title right now. And we're in a little bit of a gridlock here tonight. Yeah. So
gridlock on the gridiron, 12-10 as we speak. It's halftime here at Upper Soda Valley. Fort Loramie trails the Rams by 2 points, 12-10. A fun celebration last Friday night, Parents' Night. All the fall sports athletes were honored and their parents as well.
Yep. We had 30 fall athletes, minus the volleyball players who had their senior night a couple nights before that, against Jackson Center, which was a huge win for our volleyball program, knocking off number two team in the state there on senior night, handing them their first loss of the season, first set loss of the season, period. So big night for them. And then obviously all the seniors on Friday Night Football, and another big win for our football team against Lehman.
Damon Smith, thanks so much for joining us here at the half. Damon Smith, second year athletic director at Fort Loramie. Congratulations on a great job running the athletics program at Fort Loramie High School.
Thanks, Jack. It's always a pleasure to be on with you here. And anytime you want me up here again, I'll be here.
Hey, you're so welcome. We'll probably talk to you in another week or two.
Sounds good. Hopefully playoff time.
Just exactly. Damon Smith, athletic director at Fort Loramie High School. Redskins trail tonight 12-10. Fine. Division 7 high school football game. Upper Soda Valley leads the Redskins by 2 points at the halftime break. Hey, don't miss out on the big sales at Goffney Furniture. High quality furniture priced just right for you at Goffney Furniture, 2600 Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high-quality furniture, priced just right for your budget. Great savings at Goffney. And check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for added savings. That's GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, 2600 Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, reaches out to aid small businesses, providing high-tech computer solutions, PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, data recovery, data transfer, tutoring, and more. Adams Tech Solutions, repairing mobile devices, including phones and handhelds, such as iPods and iPads. Adam Rice does it all at Adams Tech Solutions, offering high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions. That's in Anna near McCartyville. Well, Chuck, let's take a one-minute commercial break, then we'll return with an excerpt from a conversation we had a few weeks ago with Dan Ross, the commissioner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. We'll be back shortly, about 7 minutes away from the second half kickoff. Upper Soda Valley 12, Fort Loramie 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA.